time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
It's another edition of Community Circle. I'm Federico. Today, Kathy Turley. Is that right? Kathy Turley.
Yes.
Kathy Turley is here from Friendly House, and they run a lot of programs for various what types of things? So various things for the community, right?
Yes, nonprofit organization.
Okay.
Mainly educational, adult education, immigration services, citizenship, and family services.
Well, they are human services, right?
Yeah.
So family services, you're helping people with immigration information and helping them get on the right track.
Yes.
And you're helping people with adult education, GEDs, diplomas?
Yes, ESL, all free of cost.
ESL also?
Yes.
Okay. So what's going on with you guys? What are you guys looking for? Were you guys looking to raise some money? You guys looking for volunteers?
We're not looking to raise any money. We're looking for students. So students. If anybody needs to earn their GED, they want to take ESL classes or have help getting their citizenship, whether it's classes or the paperwork, we can help you for free.
All right, so everyone's got a tio or a tia that might need some help, right? Or maybe a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, how would they go about finding out more information about it? Do you guys have a website?
We have a website, friendlyhouse.org. We're on Facebook and Instagram, friendlyhouseaz. Or you can call. I can give you their number. Our direct line is 602-257-1870.
So friendly, what's the website? Friendlyhouse.org?
.org.
Friendlyhouse.org or Facebook. Search Family House AZ.
Yes.
Okay, and you find out information. So,
yes.
Okay, let's say I'm listening right now. Say, you know what? My cousin, he's here. His status is kind of iffy, but he's done nothing wrong. You know what I mean? How do I go about helping him? How do you guys go about helping my cousin?
For the immigration and citizenship, you'll call the number and make an appointment.
Okay.
That's the best way.
And then what happens once they make an appointment?
And then you'll receive a phone call and you'll have an appointment. And we'll talk about, you know, what individual needs that you have and make a plan from there.
Okay. But you're being consulted by professionals.
Professionals,
so
yes.
Lawyers?
Legal consultants.
Legal consultants, okay.
Yes.
And they walk you through the steps on how to become a U.S. citizen, right?
Yes. And then we also have classes that will prepare the student for the examination, the interview. And
hey, that's a hard exam.
It is.
Yeah. You really got to study.
Yes. We have about a 98% success rate.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
So, and you guys, and this is all free of charge.
All free of charge.
You don't got to prove anything. You just go, you make an appointment.
Well, for our GED classes and our ESL classes, you do have to have a valid identification.
Okay.
But we do have a fee for service if you do not have documentation to as a legal resident in this country. Mm-hmm. And then you can call for more information about that as well.
So it's like a two-step place for you. Like if you come here and you came from a country and you're trying to get legal status as a citizen, they'll help you get the legal status, help you with the test to become a legal citizen. And once you are a citizen, they'll help you get your diploma or your GED.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the GED program, it's not necessarily just ESL.
Not just ESL. We have GED classes and ESL, and then the citizenship classes.
So let's say, you know, I'm listening and, you know, I've been working since I was 15. And I just like, you know, all this time, I'm like 30, 40 something. And I haven't had time to come back and go to school, you know, but I still got to work 40 hours a week. How do you guys
question.
Help?
Great question. We have AM and PM classes, and we also have a blended learning program where you can work online and come in when you can to work with an instructor if you need some tutoring.
And Kathy, why, you know, people say, like, I'm already working. Why is it important for me to get my diploma or my GED?
Well, if you want to move up in the company, perhaps, or what if you lose your job and you find yourself back in the job market, which we see a lot with our students, and they go and they're looking for work. And a lot of employers, especially by the year 2020, many employers in Arizona are going to require some kind of, you know, your diploma and some either post-secondary training or education.
And to get post-secondary training, usually you got to have at least a GED or a diploma, right?
Yes.
So it's important. Be prepared. Be prepared for whatever's coming, right?
Yes, for the future. Absolutely.
Because you never know. It could be tomorrow, someone does layoffs, or you just want a better job within the company sometimes,
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So what else can you tell me about Friendly House?
I can tell you that by next year, we will have been in the community serving for 100 years. And we started, a woman started the company as a domestic training service to the community. So women could have some kind of certification for, to be more marketable in the workforce. And from there, we began immigration services, adult ed. We also have a K-8 charter school nearby as well. Yes.
The K-8 charter school?
Is in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. And where are your offices at?
Our office is 113 West Sherman Street, and that's in Phoenix, 85003. Come by and say hi.
What's that off of? What's the main street off of?
It's 2nd Ave and Sherman, but the major cross streets are 7th Ave and Buckeye.
Okay. So yeah. Right in the heart of South.
Yes.
South Phoenix. Yeah, South Phoenix, Buckeye Road.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're looking for students. You're looking for people who might need help with their citizenship.
Yes.
And you can go visit friendlyhouse.org.
Friendlyhouse.org.
Friendlyhouse.org for more information. Or you go to their Facebook, Friendly House AZ, right?
Yes.
Facebook
leave us a message.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And they can call for appointments or call for more information. What's that number again?
The number is 602-257-1870.
So, Kathy, in this day and age, it's obviously important right now to try to get your immigration status fixed. You know, have you seen a lot of new faces, a lot of more people coming in, or people are, do you find with the current news that's going on around us, you find more people are tentative to explore any kind of?
A lot of them are tentative, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you come in and just, even if you feel more comfortable coming in and speaking to somebody personally, you don't have to make an appointment for that. You can just come on in and we'll give you more information.
So it's off of 7th and Buckeye on Sherman and 2nd Avenue?
Yes.
Sherman and 2nd Avenue, right around 7th and Buckeye. In this time where, like, you're going to walk on eggshells and, like, you know, people who are listening right now, they don't worry about it. But everyone who might have a cousin, might have a nephew, might have an aunt, might have some that, you know, is worried about, you know, their status. But, you know, you can take the steps now to help them. Right.
Absolutely.
And Friendly House is able to do that.
Absolutely.
And also, if you're listening and it might not be you who doesn't have a high school diploma, but you might have a coworker that, you know, works hard and just, you know, is trying to improve himself, you know, you can lead him on. You can bring him on here or, like, give him the link to the website. It's like friendlyhouse.org, right?
Yes.
Yeah, or tag him on Facebook at Facebook.com/friendlyhouseAZ.
Yes.
Yes. Or you could call. What's the number again one more time?
602-257-1870.
Kathy, anything else? You guys got any events or anything coming up?
We do. We have our registration for GED coming up on July 29th. We have a 12 o'clock session or a 3 p.m. session, and all you need to come to register is bring your valid ID or driver's license.
And that's on Sherman Road and 2nd Avenue, 2nd Street?
Yes, West Sherman Street.
West Sherman
113 Street. West Sherman Street.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kathy, coming in from Friendly House. More information, once again, friendlyhouse.org, Facebook, /friendlyhouseAZ. And the number one last time, Kathy.
602-257-1870.
All right. Thank you so much, Kathy,
for
coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.